At some graduations, everyone is dressed the same, but there are schools that have caps and gowns of different colors for males and females. As we hear now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, Richmond's superintendent says uniformity is the best policy.
Right, this story is by Justin Mattingly. He's a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's a story about Richmond school superintendent Jason Camras tweeting out during one of the recent high school graduations saying he was going to get rid of gender-specific colored robes for graduates. He tweeted, "Let's make sure all uppercase, of our young people, however they identify, feel welcome at their own graduations."
The superintendent's concern is that some students might feel pressured to declare a gender that does not match their self-identification. And the story quoted one board member, Liz Dorr, who praised the suggestion, and David, another one who disagreed.
This idea has one member of the Richmond School Board, Jonathan Young, saying he doesn't approve of this idea. He said, quote, "Call me old-fashioned," end quote, but he believes in celebrating young ladies and young men.
Other board members approached by the reporter said they hadn't seen the tweet and weren't ready to comment.
Right. This is the age of modern communication, and sometimes it's easy for leaders to get out ahead before people know or what to expect. But anyway, some school systems have taken this step, and the Richmond school superintendent wants to move Richmond along the same lines.
David, our next story is about one of Virginia's most iconic agricultural products. That would be the genuine Smithfield ham.
Right. This story is by Diana McFarland, a reporter with the Smithfield Times. And her lead says it all. She says, quote, "The ham that gave Smithfield its worldwide acclaim is no longer being cured and smoked in town."
That's because the smokehouse apparently has become obsolete. Now, Smithfield can and does process hams in many places, but the hind parts in question here are the ones sold as genuine Smithfield hams. And David, that word genuine brings the law into play.
Back about a century ago, the folks in Smithfield were dismayed that there were imitators popping up, claiming to have Smithfield hams. So in 1926, the legislature in Virginia passed a law that defined a genuine Smithfield ham, and it had to be processed, treated, smoked, aged, and salt cured for at least 6 months within the town limits of Smithfield. And so that's still the law today. Smithfield Foods has a supply of genuine Smithfield ham ready. Should last a while, but they're not sure what to do next.
The company doesn't say how long its current inventory is expected to last. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.